up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Gina this week. Gina, how you doing?
Good. I'm ready to talk about some Star Wars action. That's why I'm here. Yay. And we're sad that Kate's
there. There was action in this show.
There was actually one or two episodes with action.
Fair enough. Next, we've got Peter. Pete, glad to have you with us.
Yes, I'm ready to turn to the dark side.
Come join us. We have cookies. Oh, sorry. Wrong shirt.
Cookies.
Yes. And last but certainly not least, we got Steve. Steve, how you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Sometimes that's all you can ask for. Guys, please, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some really fun shows coming up, including next week, a classic that's going to be brand new to the Disney Plus platform. So this week, however, we are talking about what I'm predicting will not be a classic. We're going to go looking at Star Wars, The Acolyte, ended season one this last week. Follows two girls that are technically one person, but were created as a dyad in the Force by the witch, and it deals with evil, like corrupt Jedi, whitewashing stuff because of the Senate, and a little green dude shows up in the last 2 seconds, and
Baby Yoda?
No. Middle-aged Yoda.
Adult Yoda. Adult Yoda, like 800 years, 700? Hold on, see.
Yeah, 750-year-old Yoda. Yeah. So not much. The two sisters, one was originally going towards the dark side, one was originally going towards the light side, and they switch in the last 5 minutes of the show. Except one of them gets like memory wiped, so she's not really anything at the moment. And there's a cover-up of a cover-up, and there's... Yeah. So, Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one. What about this show kept your faith in the Force? What worked for the show?
This was such a weird show because... There's lots of bad things to say about it, but there's some really good stuff in it. And the thing that I liked the most, I think, was the story of Sol, who was the caretaker Jedi that really, I guess, cares about one of these twins, Osha, and is trying to bring Mei in, and he. Throughout most of the series, he appears to be the hero of the show, and you get to, and he's very sympathetic. And I think as they do a very good job of making him a character that as an audience, if you don't like him, you're at least you're sympathetic with him. You think he's a good person, and they got to even in episode 7, which was like a replay of what happened on Brendok.
Which was in 3.
It was three and then seven. They show his view of it.
Yeah.
Even there, you're like, oh, he has the best of intentions and just things go wrong. But by the time you get to 8, you're watching this episode and you're like, no, this is not the good guy. This is the bad guy of this series. Whose belief in the Jedi and the Force or whatever is making it so he made all these decisions and led to all these people's deaths, including, I mean, realistically, the Sith, all the Jedi that the Sith killed was all because of the decisions he made. And in the end, you're really not on his, at least this was me, you're not on his side anymore. And I thought that that was pulled off so well. And also the way that they talked about, you know, the way that they had the, you know, this cover up. Well, there was this original cover up, and like, they're all, you know, you're kind of realizing, well, doing this was bad. And then the Green Lady like doubles down and does it again. And you're like, oh my God, no wonder the Jedi were doomed to fail if they're this arrogant. And so I thought a lot of that was like, it was really interestingly told, and it held my interest. And like, the show reminded me of a book that you keep reading because there's one or two interesting characters that you want to see what happened to those characters, but a lot of the book is boring. And so like that aspect of it, there's some more obvious things. I'm going to leave it because I think other people will probably mention that. But so there's aspects of this story that I really liked that they tried to do something different with. So Steve, I'm going to let you talk about other things.
I think one of the obvious things is some of the great fight sequences. I like this one, having that sort of aspects of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, sort of that cool slow move. Also the boomerang lightsaber, really enjoyed that. I also liked how they, certain aspects of the story, they did not keep on drawing out. It was sort of there for like one or two episodes, and then you found out the answer. But then there are other parts, like you were saying, the abuse of the next part, where it just not keep my interest. I liked the sort of the twin aspects, and then especially sort of near the end, you found out it was really sort of the same person, just split. I thought that was sort of a interesting sort of twist. I can also talk about that in the next segment also, because I have thoughts on both sides of that. And I think, like you said, Sol was the most interesting character, sort of that entire arc and where it ended up.
Okay. For me, up front, this was a struggle for me to get through. But I agree to a point. The big fight episode was nice. Got a little long. Again, yes, we understand there's lightsaber fights, but 45 minutes of it was Star Wars goes Marvel. But to me, I liked a couple of little hidden nods, like the fact that we see Darth Plagueis. Now, and if you don't know who that is, you don't know who the creepy dude watching them from the cave is. I've actually seen something where this is eventually going to end up being connected, because if I get this right, and you two will tell me if I'm wrong, he creates Anakin out of nothing.
We believe that's what that.
It's
never been strictly stated, but
now that we know, you can.
And so he's kind of been watching how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that little connection was good. I called the last 5 second shot, I think. with Yoda showing up, which, I'm sorry, the Yoda I know would be so mad that this has happened. He would be so mad that this has happened. Unless there's something in Clone Wars or wherever that I haven't seen, he would be furious with everybody. So there's some stuff that I wanted to, was neat about it, but it wasn't enough to hold my attention. Gina?
All right. So you touched on all the things. Number one, those choreographed fight scenes. I just love choreography. I'm a martial arts background, so I love when it's like real fighting and not the hack and slash James Earl Jones, whatever, back in 1977, the hack and slash with Mark Hamill, not James Earl Jones, whatever. What's his name? David Prowse. I agree with the Anakin story connection there, that he came from nothing. And then mom even said he just was, there was nothing. He just was. So that was great. I was like, oh yay, they are doing a little touch there. Darth Plagueis. I'm excited about that. The good and evil twin thing I really liked. And then I didn't like that they were not twins, because I was like, oh good, there's a whole thing about good versus evil when you have twins. There's always a bad one and a good one. So that's what kept my faith in the Force until later on. So we'll get to that next part. Go ahead.
And I will say, I did like, even though it was super telegraphed or obvious, I did like the way that they kind of switched roles.
What? That one wearing black and one wearing white was obvious.
Yeah, but even from the beginning, you kind of could figure it's like, yeah, okay, well, this is going to be, you know, they're going to be matching, and then they're going. But I liked, like, yes, she turned to the dark side, and it was cool that we've never actually seen the lightsaber change colors in actual action. Yes. But she did it while defeating someone that was doing bad, right? I mean, I'm sorry. Soul,
no, he was.
Soul was
evil.
He may have had, you know, the right purposes or whatever in his mind, but he was not a bad person. Mm-hmm. That character, Ocean, she never attacked anyone that didn't deserve it that we saw. So I think there's still. I know a lot of like hardcore Star Wars fans want, it's got to be just good versus evil and everybody, you know, and it's like, well, this is, but now you have a more interesting character in that she's turned to the dark side, but is she really evil? You know, I don't know.
And my thought in that, or is Sith simply anti-Jedi? Is it bad? Is it the dark side? Or is I mean, if you look at this, though,
using the dark side of the Force is the point. That's the doesn't mean you're evil. Right. It just means you're using the dark side of the Force.
Exactly. Is the dark side of the Force actually evil?
Right.
Or is it just that evil people use the dark side of the Force?
Right. Because you create life. That's the whole thing. The dark side of the Force is more powerful.
To say what's light and what's dark.
Right.
I mean. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
trust them now.
Yeah. This is far from a perfect series, but it has things in it that are very interesting.
Yeah. Answers to questions. Mm-hmm. That's all. It has answers to some questions. Anyway.
Okay. Now, what about this should have been memory wiped from this series? And I want you guys to pick like the one or two big things, because there's a lot of them. Gina, I'll actually let you start on this one.
Okay. So the one glaring problem was the story did not move forward. It was like the same episode twice. One time I was like, didn't we already watch this episode? So I didn't like that the entire, I think it was episode 3 and 6, or were the exact same episode with like one change. I was like, you didn't need to do that. That was terrible. That was so slow and really bad. Anyway, that's my one glaring thing, is move forward, move along. Okay, that's my one. Pete, what's your one?
I hate to bag on her, because I know she's a really big Star Wars fan, but the actress that played the two twins, I realize they're supposed to be the same person, but I don't feel like she differentiated those characters at all. And if it wasn't for how they dressed them, couldn't have told them. They were both very bland characters, and for being, along with Soul, the central characters, I don't know if it's her fault, the direction, or whatever. I just think she played it very flat, and I wanted like one character to be more emotional, or just something to like, let's differentiate these two characters and personality a little bit. Because even if you're the identical person, your life experiences are different. So you're not going to be identical. And that was my biggest pet peeve about it. I mean, it's easy to say it was slow, right? But, or something like that, but that was her portrayal.
her bad acting.
Her portrayal was not good. Well, there was a lot of good acting in this, but
not her.
Not her.
Bad acting, Steve. And bad writing. I think it was bad writing too. So anyway, go ahead, Steve.
I'd say mine is the inconsistency with the episodes. Like, we had some really good episodes and some episodes were just like Derek said, a slog to get through. I felt like the story arc was very inconsistent. I think that was my biggest thing. And then I started annoyed at the end. I know your series finale, but some things I felt like you need to give us more of a payoff, but still you could give things to set up the season too. Like the sort of the reveal when it was the big reveal was that they were actually the same person. It was sort of my other half totally missed that. Like, I caught it seconds before it was revealed and he goes, "What?" So I felt like it was sort of written there. Again, bad writing. I'll take it to that. Just bad writing.
And for me, it's why should we care? Why should we care about this series? Show me something. This is either going to be truly at the end, rather than everything, all the other, I would have rather had her had the true, all of a sudden the Senate's going to start doing hearings and actually going to start doing hearings. And she's going to get called into that. I don't know if that's what that was supposed to be at the end with them, her talking to all the different people at that big table. But show me something that ties it into something. Like, why does this matter in the Star Wars universe? Yes, there's Yoda. Who cares?
That there's two acolytes for Siths.
it's truly a why should I have, why did I watch 6 hours of a show?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I totally agree. I think it was Pete. The acting was not great, especially from the main character, the main actress. The acting was not great. I wasn't even that thrilled with the main Jedi's acting. It was so, so much of this was telegraphed. They could have set up a Western Union office. Okay, guys, a Western Union used to be the company that...
Back to the Future.
Yeah, Western Union is the company that Doc used to send the telegram to Marty in Back to the Future 2. Okay.
Variant. So, yeah.
or an even better movie, it's what they use to get the horse racing results in The Sting.
Yes.
So okay. So we all agree that this wasn't necessarily the greatest movie, but we have watched several Star Wars series, and I'm even going to tie this kind of into some of the Marvel series we've watched. Do you prefer like a standalone style series like this, or I would say Moon Knight, I'll say Werewolf by Night movie, or one that is much more connected to the movies? Steve, I'll start with you on that one.
I actually prefer the standalone, because then I don't need, if I'm not like a huge like into whatever the universe, I don't need to know all the fine details to truly get what's being told. So I look like a Moon Knight that really, I don't need to know anything else about Marvel and I could totally enjoy it. This, I think, had lots of potential. I felt like I don't need to have all this background Star Wars knowledge to pick up on everything. They just didn't necessarily pull it off. So I prefer the standalone.
And you guys know me and my Marvel rants. I would much prefer the standalone series. I like Moon Knight. Did it have its issues? Yes. I would almost even say Andor was more of a standalone series, because other than him being in
Rogue One,
we didn't know anything about him, and we didn't need to know anything about him. We just needed to know why he did. It just shows why he didn't like the Empire. I much prefer standalone series, but it has to be at least a little connected to the movies. I mean, yeah, even with the with Moon Knight, there were little nods, different places to the different things. So, I mean, that's my preference. Gina?
I prefer for Star Wars, I prefer when it's connected because I need a reference point to what we're watching and what we're doing and what does this refer to. For Marvel, because it's so many more things and so many more pieces, I prefer the standalone. But for Star Wars, I need to have that connection so I know, okay, this is going with Palpatine, this goes with Anakin, this goes with how the kids become, how the kids choose their kyber crystal and it turns red. That's what
and that kind of goes back to me. You need to know why you care.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm kind of in between. Like, I get what Derek said. With Star Wars, I need some connection. But like Andor is a good example. It's like, yeah, okay, we know there's the Empire. We know this guy eventually ends up in this other movie. But I don't need to. I mean, I know all the details, and even there, I don't want to have to know all the details. I could see the flaw in Ahsoka, even though I really enjoyed that series. I could see that, like, no one that hasn't watched these animated shows is going to like right. this because none of it. There's so much reference of things that aren't common Star Wars that it. I don't think people would like it, and I think generally that's what happened. So I really hope the second season of Andor does well because that first season was so good. But I would also say the Mandalorian was similar to that in that it was not really that connected. And then the further it got connected, like the worse in season got. Three, the worse it got. Right.
Well, because season three was after season 2.5, which was Book of Boba Fett.
And poor
right, right, right. But I'm just saying the like diving into the whole Mandalorian lore and everything like that, it kind of, I liked it much better when it was Mando not and Grogu tied. and kind of a, you know, an old spaghetti Western.
And not that, tied to Bo-Katan and Cade and all those guys.
And all these people. Right, exactly. So I hope they continue to do shows that are at least somewhat independent of the main big lore. I would like to see more of that. I'd like to see a show. This is off topic, but I'd like to see a show with a little more humor too. It seems like they forgot that Star Wars
more humor. Okay, the first
humor
was yeah. when the little robot had such the little robot and the little tracker dude.
Had yeah. Love that tracker guy. Yeah,
for humor.
Yeah.
And it just died after about the first episode.
Yeah. No, I don't understand. Like, you watch the original Star Wars movies and even the prequels, which aren't good movies, at times they were funny. And Star Wars has completely lost the funny. And I think to their detriment. And that's, you know, going back to Marvel, I think that's what's set Marvel apart from DC is they also are fun. They're lighthearted at times, which DC was always the super heavy.
True.
You know, I remember watching, I know I'm getting off topic here, but I remember watching Batman versus or Superman versus Batman or whatever the movie was called.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
And like 2.5 hours into it, there was a joke and I laughed and I was like, that's the first time I've laughed. And it was the only time I laughed in a 3-hour movie, you know, and I don't need, you know, I don't need my fantasy to be so serious.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Now, as we always do, we give things a cup rates of pixie dust. Let me start that over. As we always do, we rate things on cups of pixie dust out of 5. Gina, on first season of The Acolyte.
It's a 2. It's a straight 2. That's because that's how many episodes I liked. So
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. What about you, Pete?
I guess because of that, I'm going to give it a 2.5 because it was like 2.5 episodes that I liked. Yeah,
that's how I didn't base it on.
No, I think I almost gave it a 3 because I said there's ideas here that are really good and make it worth watching once. And there's some good fights in it, but it's just not. It's not a good series.
Why do you care? Why should we right. care?
Overall, it's not a good series. And I couldn't give it a 3 because of that. So I'm giving it a 2.5. That's kind of like three still means good to me.
Yeah, three is still
good. So I can't go that high. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 for some good stuff. Steve?
I'm going with 2 because I keep on thinking I was never like excited to see the next episode. I mean, I'd eventually get to it, but usually if I really enjoy something, as soon as it drops, I'm ready to watch. Mm-hmm. And this was like, oh, okay, I'll get to it. So I'm going with a 2.
Yeah, and I'm looking back at some of the stuff that I have given lately. I got to go a 1.
Yeah.
Just because there's some of the stuff I've gotten, I gave Bambi a 1.5 and I would rather watch it than this.
There you go.
So I got to give it a 1. I would actually, there are parts of Secret Invasion I would rather watch over this.
Wow.
I wouldn't go there.
I would not either.
But I mean, just my initial reaction is that's the ballpark I put this in to me.
Because to me, there's not one moment of Secret Invasion that I would want to go back and redeemable. Watch. And there are a couple episodes of this I would potentially go back to watch the fights and things like that.
Yeah, same.
So I would.
I mean, I would. Yeah, that's fair. So okay, Kate's gone, but we do have some Disney Plus news.
Disney Plus news.
So who's reading it?
I will.
Okay,
Agatha All Along. Released a trailer in which the series is shown to be much darker and more violent than any other Disney Plus Marvel series. I will be perfectly honest. We will watch the first episode and then we'll see. Because and part of it's going to depend on what it's rated for as far as for the TV. If it's TVMA because of violence,
no,
that may shuttle it off this show. We might do a bonus episode for the people that want to watch it. But then again, Werewolf by Night was supposedly violent. I watched Werewolf by Night. I liked the Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness that was supposedly scary.
Yeah, I don't think it'll genuinely be that bad.
But will it keep the humor that everybody wants it to?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. When I watched the trailer, I think the first thing I did was message Derek and like, you're not going to like this, Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked the trailer, so I'm excited.
The series has got to keep the humor that they.
I hope so.
Catherine Hahn, too, because she's a comedian. So.
Yeah. And I will just come out and say it. When Deadpool and Wolverine comes to Disney Plus, it will not be done on this show.
I'll meet Deadpool on Friday for y'all.
Oh, I saw that and I so much I was like, oh my gosh. Bring him a chimichanga for me.
Yes, Disneyland is doing Deadpool meet and greets.
Just for the weekend, I think. So
I think it'll be around a while.
I'm excited. I'll meet him on Friday.
I don't think it'll be for long. It might be more than the weekend, but
anyway.
Next week. We are going to be watching one of those movies that I have not seen since I was a super little kid. I remember enjoying most of it. I remember there being super slow sections. We are watching Angels in the Outfield with Christopher Reeves, Danny Glover, Christopher Lloyd. Jonathan Love. He was the little kid.
Yes.
Yeah. JT. No.
No. No. It wasn't just Aaron Thomas. It was whoever played the guy who becomes Robin in the new Batman movie.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that guy.
Jonathan.
Jordan Love. Jonathan. It's Love Hewitt. I thought.
No.
No. Love Hewitt is what's her name?
Jennifer. That's Jennifer
Love Hewitt.
I can see him in my head. He's the third rep from the Sun Kid.
Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's it.
Oh, I forgot. Mr. All Right, All Right, All Right is in it too. Oh, Taz, Tony Danza. Tony Danza is like the main baseball player that they follow.
Yes, that's right. Ooh. That's right. Oh my gosh.
I'm fairly certain I've seen this once, and I was not a little kid when it came out.
I was not either.
So for me, I was 13. I mean, so not little kid. I was 13 when this would have come
out. Baseball, and you played baseball.
I played baseball. Yeah, that makes sense. And there was a while there, not long after it came out, that it was actually on TV, but it got lost in the streaming shuffle of different availabilities on different services. But it has now finally come back to Disney Plus. So that will be our view for next week. Guys, if you have suggestions on what we should watch, we've got next couple weeks kind of planned out, but then there's not much. So if there's something you want us to watch.
I just looked at the August announcements for Disney Plus. Literally nothing in August. Like,
oh, especially if you've got a documentary, series that you want us to watch and you think is good, let us know, because I would love to find another diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, I know we will not, there's a couple we will not be watching. We will not be watching Epcot Becoming, which is the National Geographic infomercial. That, and part of the reason for that is, yes, it talks about the Tiana's a little bit, but there's also a big section, as I was telling you guys, there's a big section on Epcot's Harmonious Fireworks Show, yeah, which is no more.
Oopsie daisy.
Or Epcot Stargate, whichever one. So guys, if you have suggestions, please email us, send us a message on YouTube. I do answer them, even if it's not a media, I do answer. We do answer all of our comments. Subscribe to us, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're there every week. I'm usually on it several times a day, to be honest. We've got new episodes coming every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Gina, Pete, Steve, and Kate in absentia, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcast and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.